This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good afternoon, Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a very interesting topic. We're going to talk about the Gemara on Lamed Vav, where the Gemara was saying that in Rabbi Yochanan, who says, Donin Efsher Mishi Efsher, the fact that you could bring Mechusare Kapara for Banav Haktanim, from the fact that the Pasuk says, Zois Teras Hazav Ben Gadol Ben Katan, means for Mechusare Kapara you don't need Das. So Gemara had a question. You should be able to bring a Karban Pesach for your friend, because you could bring a Karban Pesach for your children. Why do Rabbi Lezer say if you're a Mafrish Pesach for your friend and you were not Mamanahim, Lo Yasa Klum? Why don't we say Donin Efsher Mishi'i Efsher? Just like you could be Makriv a Karban Pesach for your children who they're not B'nai Das, so too you should be able to makir Karban Pesach without the das of the people who you're doing it for. The same way you could do it for your children because they don't have das, you should be able to do it for someone else, even if you didn't get their das. Donin efsher mishi'i efsher. To which the Gemara says, no, you can't learn out from the fact that you could be mafrish, you could be maybe albanov v'albanois v'aktanim. Amarab Zera se lebeis avois lavda oiraisa. Bringing a carbon for your family is not the oiraisa. And the Gemara brings a proof, because you could tell your children, I'm going to shech the Karban Pesach for whoever comes up first. So since once the first child sticks his head into Yerushalayim, he's zoche for himself and the others. So the Gemara says, I understand he's zoche for himself, because the fact that he came up first, Hovra Davar L'Mafreya, that he's the kid who you meant to shechted for. But how is he zoiched for the other siblings after it was already shechted? It's a raya that Selebeis Avos is not Dairaisa. There are two interpretations of Selebeis Avos is not Dairaisa. You have the Ran, and you have Toisus and Psachim. Let's see the Ran. The Ran is the second wine line. Amar Abzera, Selebeis Avos Lav Dairaisa, La'olam B'chihai Donin. Really, in this kind of scenario, we are Dan Efsher Mishi'i Efsher. But you can learn out from the Karban Pesach, because Karban Pesach, it's not that you could be makriv for your children even though you're not mamana them. You don't need to be mamana them. From Karban Pesach, you can't be medayik. Selebeis avos is not dairaisa. Dimin ha-toyra enak tanim tzrichen lihimonois. Beseh em b'nei ha-chabura. Because min ha-toyra, the ketanim don't need to be appointed with the other members of the Chabura. Ela oichla mimenu, rather they eat from it, afa pishalei nimnu alav, even though they weren't invited. The afa gav de ein pesach nechal ela lamnuyav, even though the Karban Pesach can only be eaten by those who are appointed, hani mili beru'uyin lehimanais. That's only if someone is worthy to be appointed. Avo ketanim, delav b'nei hachi, ketanim who can't be appointed, because they don't have das, less lanba. Meaning the Ran learns, what does it mean, selebeis avos is not dairaisa? That means children, your family members do not need to be appointed. Why? Because it's not possible to appoint them, because they don't have das. However, other people who do have das, they do need to be appointed. And if you don't appoint them, they can't be nimne alase. So the Ran's perush of selebeis avos not dairaisa means children do not need to be nimne. Even though the Pesach is only nechal elo lemenuyav, we say it in Ezel Mekayman, ha-Pesach eno nechal elo lemenuyav, still that doesn't apply to one's own children. That's the Ran. Toisus and Psachim has another take on this. Toisus and Psachim. See? Bring this up here. Ah. Toisus and Psachim says that Peches, celebase avos mikamaka, and perish mishum de celebase Labayis lav dai raisa. Vahachi isle le Rab Zera agufa beperek ein bein hamudar. This is what Rab Zera holds in Psachim. Ay vim taimar. Wait a second. How could you feed your children the Karban Pesach if they weren't invited? It's true if you see a katan eating an avela, Bezdin doesn't have to stop, but you're not to be machel biyadayim. You're not to hand a katan a davar aser biyadayim. If you see the katan eating a davar aser, Bezdin doesn't have to separate him, but you're not to feed him biyadayim. Then timer v'heich machel pesach shaloylam nuyav. How could you feed the karban pesach to someone who's not invited? Nihid the katan oichan nevelos. True, a katan who eats nevelos. Ein bezin mitzumen lafrisha. Bezin doesn't have to separate him. Lispois loy biyadayim aser. You can't feed him biyadayim. Kida amar parak cheresh, like we learned in Yevamos. So Tosfos clearly is gripping that when the Gemara says selabes avos is not the iraisa, it doesn't mean your children don't be have to be nimne. So then, how is Tosfos learning? But because Tosfos learns that your family members do have to be invited, Tosfos is asking, how are you allowed to feed them the Karban Pesach? You're causing them to do an iser. Says Tosfos, "V'aymari the hasam yalfinan, the din that you can't actively feed a katan, a davar iser. We learn out miloy soichlum, do not feed them. V'loy asur ela dumya deshratzem. You're only now to feed the katan an iser if it's like a rodent." Unavelos, aval kahai gavna. But such a case, the iko chinuch mitzvah, where you're being mechanech them shari. In other words, the din that you're not allowed to actively feed a katan an iser is if it's only an iser. But what if there's also a chinuch, a mitzvah of chinuch involved? Then you could feed them something which is aser. In other words, Eina chanami, ketanim do need to be nimna. Einoi nechal elo lemnuyav. You must invite your son and your daughter. Aye, but you can't invite them because they don't have das. So if they don't have das and you can't invite them, how do you feed it to them? You're feeding them a dvar aser. No, it's only aser to feed a katan a dvar iser if it's only a dvar iser. But if it's also a matter of chinuch mitzvah, you could feed them a dvar iser. So the Ran learns, no, the reason I'm allowed to feed it to them is it's not usr. Selabes avos is not d'oraisa. The Torah never said I need to invite my children because since it's not possible to, I don't have to. The din of enoi nechal ela lemenuyav does not apply to ketanim. Tosfos learns it does apply to ketanim. It's just I'm allowed to do it anyway because of the mitzvah of chinuch. What does that mean? It's not that the mitzvah of chinuch overrides the isser. It's I'm technically, it's not pashut, I can't feed a katan a dvar iser. There's a special drasha, don't feed a katan a dvar iser. That drasha is only saying that's only a dvar iser. But if it's also chinuch mitzvah, I could feed them. Now, then the Minchas Chinuch points out a very interesting nafgamina between Tosfos and the Ran. Could you include a cheresh shoita in Karban Pesach? Could you include a cheresh or a shaita? You know, let's say somebody, there's someone in the shul, they can't hear and they can't speak, or someone who's a shaita. So there's no way to invite them. Could you include them in the Karban Pesach? What would you say? It says the Minchas Chinuch, it's machlokes Tosfos and the Ran. According to Tosfos, every single participant must be invited. Aye, how do you include your children? The mitzvah of chinuch overrides. There is no mitzvah of chinuch to a cheresh or a shaita. You would not be allowed to include them. According to the Ran, the logic is someone who doesn't have das, the Torah doesn't require you to invite them, whether it's a katan, and presumably if they're a shaita or a cheresh also. So the Menchas Chinuch just points out that this would be a nafkamina between Tosfos and the Ran. Take a look over here. V'hine limnois al pesach echad mevnei chabura cheresh ha-shoita loy matzasi b'rambam. V'nira dezat toloi laharan nedarim. De'ein iser elo shaloi lemnuyav. According to the Ran, there's no iser only. There's no iser not, if someone's not invited. Ela beruyim liman. It's only someone who's fit to be invited. V'katan ein iser. Yesh Leimer who Adin Cheresh V'Shoita. You could say the same thing would apply to a Cheresh and a Shoita. Af Agav the Ein Mitzvah Klal, even though there's no mitzvah at all, the Chinuch LeShayach Etzlam, Chinuch is not applicable to them. Delo Yavoyu LeKlal Mitzvahs, they will never come to mitzvahs. So even though Chinuch is not applicable to a Shoita or a Cheresh, by the way, why not? Why is Chinuch not applicable? Because they'll never be chayv in mitzvahs. But still, I'm allowed to include them because there's no isser of eino nechel ela lemenuya. Mikamakem in isser lemenuya is cheresh v'shoyt b'chlau b'nei chabura. Ula toisus imsach manal du isser toira la'achilum according to toisus, it's an isser d'oraisa. It's only mutter mishum chinuch, v'rak mishum chinuch shari. U'v'cheresh v'shoyta v'cheresh v'shoyta v'shaya chinuch. Where chinuch is not shach, im kein aser limnois cheresh v'shoita, you can't invite a cheresh in a shoita. The aser la'achilim iser da'iraisa, you're now to feed them in iser da'iraisa. The him shavim l'ketanim, they are equal to ketanim. Ayin beis Yosef ibn Ezra siman aleph. Dear master, hay loy banu tvu ashar in yardea v'chinuch mitzvah loy shayach etzlam. There's no chinuch to a shoita or a cheresh. V'aser la'achil lahem, you're now to feed them. The kivan the turim. Since they're exempt from the mitzvah, you can invite them, and it's an isra of eino nechal ela lemnuyav. Yeah, that's what I got for you today. Again, we have machloikis, Ran, and Toisus, how you learn celibase obviously is not d'oraisa. The Ran learns that since they don't have das, you don't have to invite them. There's no prohibition of feeding to someone who's not invited if they can't be invited. Minchas Chinuch says presumably that would apply to a cheresh or a shoita. Toisus learns that celibate is not d'oraisa, meaning you'd be allowed to feed them a dvar iser because of the mitzvah of chinuch. Says Menchas Chinuch that would not apply to a kata. That would not apply to a cheresh or a shaita. There's no mitzvah of chinuch to a cheresh or a shaita. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy the rest of your day, bracha v'hatzlacha, and kol tov. Thanks for coming.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.